Solomons are a chain of almost 1,000 remote islands. Wade would need the freedom of a boat to stand a chance of finding these mysterious crocodiles.
Call some dinner.
Joined by producer Mark Brownlow, they started their two-week expedition in the western provinces. With few scientific leads, they would have to rely on local knowledge. The crocodile tales began, interpreted by Wade, a fluent pigeon speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Big one for good.
Sacred crocodile.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got no tail.
No, no tail. Always very clever. Very late night.
Following the tip-off of the 4-meter tailless crocodile, they decided to track him down that night, when these reptiles are most active. To minimize disturbance, they scanned the mangroves with infrared light invisible to crocodiles.
Well, that's remarkable. I would have guaranteed that we're onto something here, but we haven't seen one crocodile.
Aside from a mysterious splash, the only confirmed sightings were juveniles. Where were the adults? Over the next two nights, the tailless croc continued to elude them. It was time to move on. 70 miles to the east, they reached the island of Liapari in the central Solomons.
We're hoping to kill some crocs in a freshwater lake, which we hear is Staka. Big question is there going to be Staka two mass crocodiles or Staka a little bit?
Once more, they were regaled by stories of giant crocodiles.
You see the old man?
Yeah,
he talked to the crocodiles?
You come to him. Come, brown lawyer. Then you try to explain it. But come.
He knows the crocodiles. You've got some, you know, magic that magic. They can work together.
But there were words of warning.
When they never see or catch anything, like puppies and pussycats and pigs, they just stand around and eat men.
Unnerved by tales of man-eating crocs, Mark and Wade headed off in search of the Crocodile Lake. On the way, they passed some sinister sights. A skull shrine, evidence of the island's headhunting past.
So this sacred place with the skulls is guarded by the crocodiles of the lake.
Reaching the lake, Wade and Mark edged as close as they dared. Would they see any of these legendary crocs?
We've got no idea how big these saltwater crocs are, but we don't dare get any closer. It could be too dangerous.
That afternoon, Wade got his first shot of a modestly sized 2-meter crocodile. Despite camping out for 3 days, they failed to spot anything larger. Whatever big crocs were out there did not materialize. It was beginning to feel like a wild croc chase, but they decided to push on to new islands. A 100 miles east, they dropped anchor in Morova Lagoon. Wade explored the maze of mangroves. Prime crocodile country.
That was rather sobering advice when I was paddling quite close to the bank. He told me to come back out into the middle because that's where the crocodiles are.
They called in at the local village to ask their advice on where to stake out, discovering worrying signs of big crocodiles at large.
He
saw this crocodile coming towards here.
and she talked to the crocodile to go back. When she said go back,